This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption receded Sunday, but the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island nation of Tonga prevented surveillance flights from New Zealand to assess the extent of damage. Satellite images showed the spectacular eruption Saturday evening, with a plume of ash, steam, and gas rising like a mushroom above the blue Pacific waters. A sonic boom could be heard as far away as Alaska. In Tonga, it sent tsunami waves crashing across the shore and people rushing to higher ground. The eruption cut the internet to Tonga, leaving friends and family members around the world anxiously trying to get in touch to figure out if there were any injuries. Even government websites and other official sources remained without updates on Sunday afternoon. Mali's former president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, who led the West African country from 2013 until he was ousted in a coup in 2020, died at the age of 76 in Bamako Sunday, his family said. Keita was 2 years into his second five-year term when in 2020 he faced widespread street protest against his government and was toppled by the military, which is now under regional sanctions for failing to restore civilian rule. The cause of Keita's death was not given. In the weeks before the 2020 coup, he had been struggling with protests fueled by the handling of a jihadist insurgency and failure to turn around Mali's floundering economy. The 15-country Economic Council of West African States this month agreed to sanction Mali after the junta proposed it would stay into power 5 years before staging elections. This is VOA News. Sudanese doctors protested Sunday against violent attacks by security forces targeting medical personnel during pro-democracy rallies following last year's military coup. The demonstration was the latest in the crisis-hit Northeast African country, where protesters in the north also blockaded roads to vent their anger against an electricity price hike announced last week and then has since been frozen. Sudan's October 25th coup, led by military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, derailed a fragile transition to civilian rule that had started with the 2019 ouster of strongman Omar al-Bashir following youth-led mass protests. The military power grab has sparked an international outcry and triggered a new wave of street demonstrations, with another rally expected on Monday. Novak Djokovic has left Australia after losing his final bid to avoid deportation and play in the Australian Open, despite being unvaccinated for COVID-19. A court earlier unanimously dismissed the number one ranked tennis player's challenge to cancel his visa. The 34-year-old Serb said he was, quote, extremely disappointed by the court ruling, but respected it. He left on a flight to Dubai, the same United Arab Emirates city he flew to Australia from. He has won a record 9 Australian Open titles, including 3 in a row, but this time won't even get the chance to try. Serbia's president criticized the court hearing as a, quote, farce with a lot of lies, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the ruling will help keep Australians safe. A man in the U.S. held hostages for more than 10 hours Saturday at a Texas synagogue where he could be heard ranting in a live stream and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. One of 4 hostages held at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas, was released during the standoff. Authorities said 3 others got out when an FBI SWAT team entered the building about 9 p.m. local time. The hostage taker was killed. The FBI says no immediate indication the man had connections to any broader plan, but the agency's investigation, quote, will have global reach. And Ukraine said Sunday that it had evidence that Russia was behind a massive cyber attack that knocked out key government websites this past week, while Microsoft warned the hack could be far worse than first thought. Tensions are at an all-time high between Ukraine and Russia, which Kiev accuses of having mass troops on its border ahead of a possible invasion. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.